This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Thank you, Megan Barth, for opening up hour number one on Tuesdays. Megan's my go-to gal in hour number one. On Thursdays, in hour number one, it's Lee Elsie on the East Coast at WJJF in Connecticut and five stations all over the state of Connecticut. He's the morning man. And on all those five stations, I'm the evening guy, 6 to 9 p.m., the Wayne Allen Root Show. And it's great to have Lee and Megan with me on Tuesdays and Thursdays to open the show, where I get a great one-hour workout in the gym. And I'm here for the other 3 hours, all 3 hours on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I'm here for the second 2 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so everybody wins. You get a couple of different perspectives, and they're my go-to guest hosts. I've got a new commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it will be spread all over the country, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. It's called, It's All About the Open Border, Stupid, and I already read it to a couple friends of mine. Both of them said, Wayne, the one thing you're great at, other than, you know, high energy and being a passionate guy and a loyal Trump fan and someone who helps elect people, but what you're great at is you find news that other people don't know because it's not on the evening news. It's not in the mainstream media. And that is exactly what I do. So it's all about the open border, Stupid. Three major developments happened over the weekend and all bode well for Trump and that dirty word nationalism. You know what nationalism really means? It's pretty simple. You're a patriot, you love your country and your family, and you want to keep your children safe at night, and you don't want your country or culture to commit mass suicide. I call that common sense. Not a dirty word, it's a great word. Common sense is what nationalism is. My last two columns have been about Trump converting the whole world to Trumpland. I reported Trump-like candidates were winning all over the world. Don't look now, but it happened again. Nationalism routed globalism all over Europe this past weekend. Trump-like nationalist candidates swept to victories in UK, France, Italy, Hungary, Sweden, Poland, and Netherlands. And guess who was in the middle of it all? My friend Steve Bannon, former Trump campaign architect. Bannon was in Paris on Monday to celebrate nationalist victories across the continent. Steve Bannon is bringing the Trump mindset to the entire world. In France, President Macron's party suffered an embarrassing and shocking defeat to nationalist Marine Le Pen. In the United Kingdom, Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage won a landslide victory in the EU Parliament, leading a Trump-like party that just started 6 weeks ago, the Brexit Party. Amazing. Do you understand what I just said? He started a new national political party 6 weeks ago, and he just won in a landslide over the party with the sitting Prime Minister of England. It also appears likely the Trump-like former mayor of London, Boris Johnson, will emerge as the new Prime Minister of Britain. In Italy, Matteo Salvini's Nationalist Party became one of the leaders of the EU Parliament with an astounding 28 seats. Bannon and the new EU political stars, Salvini, Le Pen, Farage, and Hungary's Nationalist Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, are in talks to form a team of international nationalist leaders. Kind of an oxymoron, kind of like military intelligence, but nonetheless, international nationalist leaders. And why is this happening? To paraphrase former Clinton campaign guru James Carville, it's all about open borders, Stupid. Leftists, liberals, assorted socialists, communists, and globalists have left the borders open all around the world, but they forgot the people have a vote. The citizens of each and every country, at least the ones who love their country, want the borders closed and secured. They want their children safe at night. We want walls. We want extreme vetting. We support and value immigration, but only for immigrants with talent, skills, education, who will contribute and assimilate, not immigrants who come illegally, demand welfare from cradle to grave, and spew hatred at us while they plot our destruction, and certainly not refugees who want Sharia law. We don't want to commit national suicide. Imagine that. The second development of the weekend was The Hill reporting that three political election experts with great track records have each produced separate models for the 2018 election. And here's the big news. All three predict a Trump re-election victory. Of course they do. It's all about the open border, stupid. And finally, we learned this weekend that the nonprofit group We Build the Wall, who raised over $20 million to fund Trump's wall, actually completed nearly a mile-long section of wall on private land near El Paso, Texas. Private citizens built a serious border wall in a matter of days. And this new wall will shut down $100,000 per day of drug smuggling. Who led this remarkable group? My friend Steve Bannon and Chris Kobach, the former Secretary of State of Kansas, and triple amputee military veteran Brian Kolfage. Bravo. Proof the wall will get built even if Trump voters have to fund it ourselves. It's all about the open borders, stupid. My column coming out in a newspaper near you, all starting with the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Thursday. And newspapers around the country in the days after that. So here are the stories that you need to know. Farage declares this is just the beginning after the Brexit Party victory in the EU elections. Nigel Farage has led the Brexit Party to victory while the establishment parties are left assessing the damage after their historic losses. And he says it's just the beginning. With almost all regions counted, the Brexit Party is in the clear lead after winning about one-third of the vote and projected to gain 29 seats. In a distant second, the pro-Remain Liberal Democrats won 15 states, meaning Remain in the European Union, while the New Change UK, established solely to stop Brexit, failed to gain a single seat. Never before in the history of British politics has a party 6 weeks old won a national election, Farage said. If Britain does leave the EU on October 31st, does not leave the EU on October 31st, these results will be repeated at a general election. History has been made, just the beginning. And by the way, the Tories, who are the British version of the Republican Party, but they're filled with rhino losers like this Theresa May, media reports the Tories suffered their worst election result in 200 years, two centuries, dropping to just 9% of the vote and winning only four seats while losing 15. And the Labour Party, which is their version of the Democratic Party, a bunch of communist scumbags who hate Israel, is said to have had its worst election result in 100 years, halving its presence in the European Parliament from 20 seats to just 10. All right, so you're going to hear that on the evening news tonight? You're going to hear what a terrible loss liberals and rhinos suffered? I'll bet not. And nationalists won Salvini from Italy, Le Pen from France, Farage in UK, Tarzinski in Poland. They all smashed globalist elites in the EU election. Le Pen triumphs over Macron. Macron is the president of France, and she kicked his ass. And she calls for fresh national elections. And then in the Netherlands, there's a new star. A populist and nationalist Instagram star, Thierry Baudet, who is one of the youngest politicians in the world today. He's been in politics less than 2 years. I believe he's 32 years old, I believe. He's anti-EU. He's anti-EU. And he's a good-looking guy, let me tell you. These are good choices for candidates. Got to have personality. And let me tell you why this is happening all over the world. First of all, you have jerks like the Pope, Pope Francis. You know, the guy who's got a wall, a gigantic wall, the biggest wall in the world surrounding the Vatican. And he has the nerve to say racists have been elected, nationalists win big in EU elections. He released a statement on migration this morning after nationalists won the EU elections. Francis the Communist warned the fears of... Yes, I said the Communist Pope. That's what he is. A commie, pinko, loser Pope who wants the whole world to be invaded by poor people, who turn you bankrupt, murder and cause blood to run in the streets, and totally, completely destroy your language, your history, and your culture. Red Francis, we'll call him, warned the fears of unlimited migration may lead to racism. Can you imagine what a dangerous man this is? This is the Pope. But it's okay. I think there are a billion Catholics around the world, whatever the number is, probably about a billion. Billion Catholics around the world, and most of them think he's an idiot. Pope Francis warned on Monday against the rise of intolerance and racism as far-right nationalists and Eurosceptic parties made historic gains in European elections. He said the signs of meanness we see around us heighten our fear of the other, the unknown, the marginalized, the foreigner. It's not just about them, but about all of us. Can you imagine the crap that's being peddled by this communist pope? Migrants, especially those who are most vulnerable, help us to read the sign of the times. Really, what's the sign say? Christians must die? Catholics must die? Jews must die? Americans must die? Europeans must die? Western civilization must be killed? You stupid, brainless fool of a pope who lives in the world's biggest protected army around you and walls around you. What a loser. Nationalist forces from Marine Le Pen in France to Matteo Salvini in Italy, Nigel Farage in Britain boasted significant gains in the EU Parliament elections. And Salvini's far-right League Party did particularly well in Italy in centers seen as migrant hotspots, including a town held up by the left as a model of tolerance and integration. There it is, folks. And how about this one? This one, you have to hear this. The British Army says people who describe themselves as patriots, see, I just did that, are extremist right-wingers. Anyone who criticizes political correctness is an extremist right-winger. Folks, this is why we're all getting together. And we're going to stop the communists who have taken over all our institutions. You used to think the military was good. So did I. You used to think the FBI was good. So did I. You used to think the cops were good. They are. But not the leadership. I'm telling you, all over this country, there's bad cops in leadership roles. The sheriffs. The police chiefs. They're dirty. They're taking bribes from the mafia. They're taking bribes from pimps. They're taking bribes from the Mexican drug cartel. They're dirty. Their journey, and all they care about is making government bigger and the police unions. That's what you've got in leadership all over this country and every country in the world. The people are speaking. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess.
Yes, Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, by the way, so the greatest violent movie in the history of the world, in the history of movies, in the history of civilization, John Wick Part 3. Saw it last night with my two sons. The most if you like violence and action, if you're a guy's guy, and you like people shooting each other's heads off, this is the most incredible movie you've ever seen in your life. I would say, in a typical really good violent movie, you're on the edge of your seat, but maybe like three people, four people, five people get killed in a whole movie. This movie was like 5 per second. Not 5 per minute. 5 per second. I've never seen such death, destruction, and violence in my entire life. It's unbelievable. I was shell-shocked. I think I had PTSD when I left the movie theater. Wow. The most incredible violent movie. Keanu Reeves is just right at epicenter of Violence Incorporated. And boy, does it work. Wayne Root's not the only one who likes a great violent movie. Because the movie did, I think it was $180 million in 4 days. Over the Memorial Day weekend. I believe it was $180 million for John Wick 3. So just more word of mouth right here to help John Wick. And Part 3 and Keanu Reeves do another $180 million. Great movie. Deserves kudos. All right, so Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show and the whole show. Actually, we're in the Fordham Resources studio. They're the main title sponsor of the show because I am the capitalist evangelist, and I'd love to introduce you to a company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. You heard the CEO, Mark Bruner, on my show just about a week ago. I think it was last Thursday. He was on my show. He's the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share. 15 cents to $200, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Were you one of those $15 billion in profits? You should have been. And if you weren't, here's opportunity number two. Although, of course, we all know past performance doesn't absolutely guarantee future performance. We all know that. But it's pretty amazing when you could bank on a CEO like this guy, Mark Bruner. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That's credibility. Fordham also owns the rights to 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, meaning it's a stock. You can buy it. If you believe in Fordham and their 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and you believe in Mark Bruner, the $15 billion man, well, then guess what? You can buy a piece of Fordham, make some money if they do well. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. So, there's an exclusive video out. We Build a Wall completes the first half mile. Actually, now it turns out to be about a mile. In 4 days, with private donations, Steve Bannon is on the board of directors. I believe he's the chairman of the board of this group. They've also got the former Kansas Secretary of State and governor candidate Kris Kobach. And they've also got the guy who lost his three limbs. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing human being. Brian Kolfage. And so they did an amazing thing. It's a mile-long segment on private property in the El Paso area. Here's another headline. Private group with GoFundMe page just built a mile of Trump's border wall in 3 days. Remember the GoFundMe page started by Brian Kolfage of trying to raise $1 billion to build Trump's wall? It was reported it got shut down by GoFundMe. Well, now the group that runs the GoFundMe page, which includes Steve Bannon and Kris Kobach, has built 1 mile of wall at the border with the money and says they will sell it to the government for $1. Congratulations. That's really nice. It's just under a mile long. Kolfage said the wall starts at the Rio Grande River, goes up Monte Cristo Rey, where the U.S. Corps of Engineers said it was impossible to build, and they did it. Once everything is said and done, his organization will sell the wall, which costs $6 to $8 million to build, to the federal government for $1. And if you do the math, multiplying $8 million, the highest possible price that they spent on this, times 700 miles of border wall, you get $5 billion to build the entire wall. Pretty cool. And their claim is they've closed off human and drug smuggling corridor in 1 weekend. 100,000 a day drug pipeline has been shut down. All right? So anyone who says the wall can't be built or the wall's a waste, you can't afford it, it's too expensive, they're all lying and they proved it. They're lying and they proved it. When we get back, we have our usual Tuesday guest, the one and only James Herson. And we've also got a caller, J.D., who wants to tell us about a special election in Pennsylvania. I'll grab him real quick when we get back. And then, of course, we've got hour number three coming up with non-stop phone calls on Newsmax TV, 833-WAR-TALK. Get ready, toll for the United States. Get ready to make the call, 833-WAR-TALK. Wayne Allyn Root, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. And you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Newsmax TV coming up in 32 minutes, but still a half hour to go for this USA Radio Hour number two. And we'll have the great Hollywood guru, James Herson, up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the tornadoes that tore through the Buckeye State Tuesday night left behind devastating damage. DeWine toured some of the hardest areas hit, and the Red Cross is providing assistance to families in need. John Barber shares with Fox News his experience.
The house is shaking. It went on, seems like forever, but probably 10, 15 seconds, and it was over with.
After a second arraignment in New York for the day, former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, pleads 100% not guilty to each of the counts against him. Outside of the court, he made a short statement to reporters.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, couple things. We've got Newsmax TV coming up in about 25 minutes. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Newsmax will connect you to your cable carrier, cable system, wherever they are in the United States of America. You tell them I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. And if I don't get it, I'm going to switch to DirecTV or Dish. Call 844-500-6397. And, of course, each night my show is at 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and if you don't have cable or satellite, just go to NewsmaxTV.com. It starts precisely at 8 p.m. Eastern. Boom, it's there. Or go to my, or get the Newsmax app on your cell phone. It is free. Very quick call before I get to my guest, James Herson. Let's take J.D. in Las Vegas. He's got some news to tell us about a Pennsylvania special election. What's up, J.D.?
News bulletin to all the national news that's fit to print. They had a special congressional election last Tuesday in Pennsylvania for Tom Marino's seat in the 12th district. He retired because of illness. 89,000 to 41,000, 68% to 31%, the Republican won. Fred Keller. I guess those people forgot that Lunch Bucket Biden is from Pennsylvania.
And you know what's funny? I never heard of that until you just said it this second. I didn't know anything about it, never saw it on a single conservative website, let alone any mainstream news. I assume, though, I don't know if you'd know this, J.D., but I assume it was a very Republican district. But did he outperform the numbers from 16 with Trump? I mean, that would be very interesting news.
I don't know the particulars, but it's in the middle of Pennsylvania, Montoursville, in the middle of May, the start of spring or summer.
Right, so
they're committed voters in Pennsylvania.
Here's your job from Professor Root, my student, J.D. Go find out for me what the vote was in 18 for the Republican, the Democrat, and the
district. Will
do. And go find out what the vote was. And go find out in 16 what the vote was for Trump versus Clinton. And let's compare notes and call me back tomorrow on the show, okay? Great. Thanks, J.D. We got our guest, James Herson, here, New York Times best-selling author and law professor. His expertise is the entertainment industry. He never lets us down. He's always got the greatest gossip from good old Tinseltown. Website is jamesherson.com. James, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? And I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
I did. You probably didn't hear the opening of my last segment because you weren't on at that time. But I opened up by saying I just watched with my two teenage boys last night the greatest violent movie in the history of Hollywood. It is called John Wick 3. It was more killing in a minute than most movies that are good have killing in a movie. In a two-hour movie, you don't get that much killing in a minute in John Wick 3. The most incredible action and killing scenes I've ever seen in my life. Amazing.
So now you know what it's like to live in Chicago.
There you go. There you go. But what's funny is I see Andrew in the notes. He put box office. We were going to discuss this today, and he put John Wick Chapter 3, $30 million. No, it didn't. It did $180 million worldwide in 4 days. So I don't know where he got $30 million from. Maybe
that
was one
probably
day.
Just the domestic box office.
Was no, but if it did $100 million, $180 million worldwide, $90 million was from the USA. I think I read $96 million in the USA. I don't think it was $30 million. That's not correct. So that might have been one day, or maybe it was just Saturday, Sunday, not counting Friday, Monday, I don't know. But the number doesn't sound right to me. But it was a pretty, I know worldwide it was $180 million for the four-day weekend. That I know.
Yeah, actually, you know, in this article from the Hollywood Reporter you sent me, it does say that it was $30 million domestically in terms of what just domestically, not internationally. So when they add up the global box office, it's a different thing.
That's you're saying in America you could do $30 million and yet you do $180 million all over the world? That's amazing. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, now the second most powerful box office is, in fact, the China box office.
Wow.
It's amazing, huh?
Yeah, here it is actually at a site called The Collider, and it says John Wick 3 ended the four-day holiday weekend with a worldwide total of $182 million, topping the $171.5 million take of John Wick Chapter 2 in just 10 days. So in other words, I think they're saying the entire John Wick Chapter 2 did $171 million, period, forever. And this one did it in a four-day weekend. So it's kind of amazing numbers, and it should be. And of course, it doesn't hurt that they've got one of the hottest women on the planet, Halle Berry, in the movie, shooting and killing a million people a minute as well. And also, I'm a dog lover, and it was like another movie about, you know.
Wasn't there... And lots of martial arts for Halle Berry, too, right?
Incredible martial arts, and more importantly, if you kill my dog, I will kill 3,000 of you, your relatives, everyone in your lineage, your parents, your children. I love that theme, so, you know, that's good for me. Ever hurt my dog, I kill everyone that's ever born in your lineage. And that's what happened in this movie, so really cool. Really, really cool, and that's what happened kind of in the first John Wick. It was all about his puppy. They killed his puppy, the bad guys, and he said, I'm going to kill everyone you've ever known in your life, and he did. Very cool, so
yeah.
Good movie. Before anyone thinks Wainwright is crazy and bloodthirsty, obviously there's lots of guys who like movies just like me, and that's why I did $182 million worldwide in a four-day weekend. So very cool. Keanu
that's
Reeves.
That's exactly right.
Keanu's probably a big liberal, right? So it's kind of ironic that he would do these shoot-em-up killer movies that appeal to Republican men, but I'm sure Keanu's a big bleeding-heart liberal, right?
Well, at least one thing about Keanu, you don't see Keanu's his Twitter feed or his Facebook page or anything being used for politics. So if he is a liberal, he's not one of these far left-wing activists, then obviously he wouldn't do a movie like that if it was really, you know, typical liberal. So I actually think, I'm optimistic that he's not one of the typical Hollywood left-wing, disgusting
I hope
Rob
so.
Reiner types.
I hope so. And it's funny, on the same column I'm reading about the highest grossing movies, I see that Top Gun Maverick is coming out. I did not know that. I assume it's coming out for the summer, maybe in July. The new Top Gun is coming out, and they say it's got never-before-seen technology, and that's got to be one of my top five movies of all time. So that's pretty cool that a new Top Gun's coming out. Didn't even know that.
Yeah, I'm just a little concerned that Top Gun comes out. It just concerns me. It would be like if Dirty Harry came out today. It's like when the political correctness police, the grievance police, get a hold of it, they might take the fun out of the movie, but hopefully not. We'll hope that that isn't the case.
Hopefully not. And I'll tell you what else I saw over the four-day weekend. And this was at home. This is not in a movie theater. But I was watching HBO, and I saw a rerun of a movie I hadn't seen in 30 years that reminded me it's got to be one of my top five movies ever. And it was The Scent of a Woman with Al Pacino. What a great movie.
That is a beautiful movie. And, it's funny because I watched a Turner Classic movie over the weekend, Sabrina, with Audrey Hepburn and and you know what was amazing is to see Audrey Hepburn in real time showing multiple emotions in a short period of time with perfection, you know, and the way they had to film back in the golden era, they had, you know, obviously they didn't have the technology, they didn't have, even when they were filming scenes in the car, they had those fake film rolls going on in the background where you saw it was another movie being shown, but it transcends all that because of the talent, just the amazing talent level, and I don't think we have acting ability like that right now. I really don't. I think that the films rely so much on techniques and so much on CGI that sort of died away.
Well, the problem you have today is so many of those actors were probably liberals then, too, but nobody would have ever known it. They never talk politics. And today they can't help themselves, which I think is just so dumb. Why can't you just shut your mouth and say nothing? You could vote Democrat. You could say you're a big Democrat and you hate Trump at all your Hollywood parties to your friends. But why would you admit it to anybody knowing that you'll turn off a large portion of your viewing audience? Does it make any sense to you?
No, there's only two classes of celebrities that can do that. One is when they're just so big and powerful that they can get away with it. And a perfect example of that would be like Patricia Heaton, who is from Everybody Loves Raymond in the Middle, and she's made a ton of money, and she doesn't care, so she's a pro-life leader, and it doesn't care anymore. The other one, it would be Alyssa Milano, who basically has been cast aside, who has very little work. Her career's on the tail end, so she gains notoriety and significance by voicing out and being a founding mother of the Me Too movement.
Well, and John Voight, who makes such in-your-face comments like this weekend, Trump's the best president since Reagan. John Voight doesn't really act much anymore. Maybe he does a little role in a movie here or there that's a shoot-em-up movie that guys who are Republicans tend to go see, so he's not hurting his career. You can do it if you're that as well, right? John Voight's in that category.
Exactly. Well, and John Voight, he's an Oscar winner, won all kinds of awards, consummate character actor. And so, he loses a certain amount of work by coming out of the closet like that. But John Voight, who I know personally, John Voight is a very well-informed individual and really believes in what he's talking about. So he's a rarity, but he doesn't care. He's at the point, he's made his money, he's got the respect of his peers, and the people that are going to disrespect him for his politics, he figures, who cares?
Yeah, there's a few big ones who I don't know where they stand. They've never, ever tipped their hands. Tom Cruise in this new movie, Top Gun, is a great example. Have you ever heard Tom Cruise talk politics? I've never heard it, ever.
Only Scientology, no politics.
Right. Correct, right. And then Denzel Washington is another one I've heard rumored as a big conservative, but Denzel Washington never talks politics. When he does, it's just how much he loves the military. I'm guessing he may very well be a closet conservative. Any rumors on your part?
I have heard rumors that Denzel is, in fact, he leans right. He's a patriot. He loves the military. He definitely doesn't fit in with the Hollywood left.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're smart not to really say anything. Much better, because why would you want to hurt your box office? Just laugh all the way to the bank and don't say a word. That's my opinion. James Hurston will be right back with more. New York Times bestselling author. His website, jameshurston.com. More Hollywood next. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipts to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions that could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My board op, Chris. By the way, there's two guys who make this show go every single day. Without them, I can't do the show. Number one is my board op, Chris O'Sullivan. And number two is my producer and booker and director of advertising, Andrew Paul. Both great guys. You could search your whole lifetime and not find two guys as good as Andrew Paul and Chris O'Sullivan. Great, great, great guys. That's what makes this show go. So thank you, boys. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We can't do the show without sponsors either. And I've got something very exciting to share with you, whether you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, voice issues, my hoarse voice, a thing of the past, and haven't had a cold in 3 years, brain fog, a thing of the past, leaky gut, a thing of the past. Absolutely, positively amazing what this stuff has done for me. I take the liquid silver. It's alkaline structured silver. I take the liquid silver. I suck on the silver lozenges. I use the silver soap in the shower. I mouthwash with the silver mouthwash. And I'm missing one, the gel. I use the silver gel on my skin every night before I go to bed. And the difference has been amazing in my skin. And I get so many emails from all of you how great this stuff has been for you as well. Call them. The only way to get it is to call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, toll free, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, whether you call them or email them or go to their website. Either way, use the promo code ROOT, my last name, to get 20% off, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. And any advertiser on the show, if you forget because you're driving and you can't write down the phone number or the web address, just email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I'll give you all the information you need, wayneroot@gmail.com. All right, we're back with our guest, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, website James Herson, H-I-R-S-E-N, JamesHerson.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to continue our conversation.
Yeah, so a couple things. First of all, in Georgia, Netflix was threatening to leave Georgia completely, and I guess there's some new news and update about Netflix and the Georgia heartbeat law, so educate us.
Well, you know, there have been people, particularly Alyssa Milano, calling for a boycott of Georgia, and a whole bunch of people joined in, all the radicals, Rob Reiner and stuff, and Alyssa Milano continues to film in Georgia. Just about everybody. Ronnie Howard said he wasn't going to film, and he's filming in Georgia. And they're all kind of saying, well, we're going to continue our production in Georgia, but when that bill comes into effect, we'll reconsider, we'll rethink. But the problem for the Hollywood people is they do projections. They bring in investors. They finance these films. And they, part of the financing are the tax credits that they get. And Georgia has the most generous tax credits. And so the fact is, the reason they're in Georgia is not because they particularly love the state. It's because they love the tax credits. And so I think this is going to fizzle away. Now, that doesn't mean that the ACLU and the other special interests aren't going to fight this out in court. They're probably going to find one of these Obama-appointed judges, federal judges, to put a hold on the law until it goes to the Supreme Court. And in Georgia's case, I think they're likely to win. In Alabama's case, they may not win because, in fact, that one has the restrictions on rape and incest that I don't think that the justices are going to be likely to want to basically validate. But at the end, Hollywood's boycott is phony. And, you know, it's just like, you notice Hollywood, they'll speak out against all kinds of groups all over the world. They're really concerned, but they never speak out on the human rights violations of China, ever.
Right. Right.
And guess
Too
why?
Much money to be made.
China, as we talked about earlier, second biggest movie market in the world.
Well,
making
let me,
a lot of money off China.
And let me mention the hypocrisy. Remember when there was this terrible thing called apartheid? And it was horrible. It's awful, right? To ever enslave anybody else and hold them down. Awful. So when the whites committed that against the blacks in South Africa, every time you tuned into the Academy Awards, you saw some liberal crying about apartheid. We've got to boycott South Africa. And they held their feet to the fire. And they actually did a good job because eventually apartheid ended. But today, blacks in South Africa aren't just threatening. They're murdering white farmers left and right. And the government of South Africa has legalized stealing the land of anyone who's white, and I never hear one single actor or actress ever bring it up, and they never will at any Oscars or Academy Awards or Grammys or anything else, right? Got it?
No. The only time, if they would bring it up, if somehow they could blame Trump for it, then they would bring
right.
it up.
Right,
but
of course.
They can't blame Trump, no. They don't bring it up. It's not a cause celeb, as we would say.
All right, very quickly, we don't have much time left, but your column is out. Kanye West's support for Trump should worry Democrats in Hollywood. Tell us in 30 seconds what the sum it up for us, what that means.
What it means is Kanye is back as an outspoken Trump supporter. That scares the Democrats because 20% of their electorate are African American, and they're scared that Kanye's support, pictures of him with a MAGA hat, might cause more African Americans to think twice about voting Democrat. And they are thinking twice because look at what's happening economically in their communities. More jobs, more prosperity. And I think I welcome Kanye back. He did an interview with Letterman. It hasn't streamed yet. It will at the end of the week. And it's going to be big.
All right, James Hurst, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Wayne.
We'll see you next Tuesday. In another, about 1 minute or so, we'll be on Newsmax TV nationwide, DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems, or NewsmaxTV.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh.